Now a special feature of KRWC Radio News. 2023, the Wright County News Year in Review. I'm Tim Matthews. In October, five law enforcement officers were fired upon while attempting to execute a search warrant in neighboring Benton County. Though the incident did not happen within Wright County's borders, local law enforcement were on standby for the incident that happened at a property in Glen Dorado Township near Princeton. MNN's Brett Palm had an early report.
Special Agent in Charge Michelle Frasconi says the reviewing body cam and squad cam video is part of the preliminary probe.
We know incidents like that, like what happened today, are scary and unsettling for the community. We want everybody to know that we are working as quickly as possible to provide answers.
The suspect, 64-year-old Carl Holmberg, reportedly had numerous guns plus ammunition inside the home. Officers from the Sherburne County Drug Task Force were executing a search warrant. Benton County Sheriff Troy Heck says armored vehicles were brought in, something they're very grateful for.
Without having that armor to be able to protect my staff that are now facing an armed subject inside of a home who's shown that he's willing to shoot law enforcement officers, I hesitate to say what might have happened.
Three of the officers who were hit by gunfire were taken to North Memorial Hospital of Robbinsdale, while the other two officers were treated at the St. Cloud Hospital. All were released within days or weeks of the event. The officers who exchanged gunfire with the suspect were identified a few days later.
Agents say Benton County Sheriff's Deputy Ron Thomas fired his pistol. Sherburne County Sergeant Austin Turner fired a less than lethal round, and an undercover officer fired a rifle at Carl Holmberg. A drug task force went to Holmberg's home east of St. Cloud last Thursday to serve a warrant, and five officers were shot in the gun battle. One of the officers remains hospitalized in stable condition. 10 firearms, ammunition, and casings were recovered at the scene. The BCA says the task force members were wearing body cameras.
The suspect, Carl Holmberg, suffered minor injuries and was jailed in Benton County after receiving medical treatment. As the year comes to a close, he continues to face six counts of attempted murder of a peace officer, among other felony charges, in connection with the incident. A gun battle results in injuries to several law enforcement officers during an attempted search warrant execution in neighboring Benton County in October, among the top area news stories of 2023. Stay tuned to KRWC Radio News throughout New Year's Day for more segments of 2023, the Wright County News Year in Review. And you can find all the segments in the podcast section at KRWC1360.com. I'm Tim Matthews, KRWC Radio News.